I asked. Because dreaming is so dangerous, and dreamers so vulnerable, he said. It is dangerous because it has inconceivable power. It makes dreamers vulnerable because it leaves them at the mercy of the incomprehensible force of alignment. The new seers realize that in our normal state of awareness, we have countless defenses that can safeguard us against the force of unused emanations that suddenly become aligned in dreaming. Don Juan explained that dreaming, like stalking, began with a simple observation. The old seers became aware that in dreams the assemblage point shifts slightly to the left side in a most natural manner. That point indeed relaxes when man sleeps and all kinds of unused emanations begin to glow. The old seers became immediately intrigued with that observation and began to work with that natural shift until they were able to control it. They called that control dreaming, or the art of handling the dreaming body. He remarked that there is hardly a way of describing the immensity of their knowledge about dreaming. Very little of it, however, was of any use to the new seers, so when the time of reconstruction came, the new seers took for themselves only the bare essentials of dreaming to aid them in seeing the eagle's emanations and to help them move their assemblage points. He said that seers, old and new, understand dreaming as being the control of the natural shift that the assemblage point undergoes in sleep. He stressed that to control that shift does not mean in any way to direct it, but to keep the assemblage point fixed at the position where it naturally moves in sleep, a most difficult maneuver that took the old seer's enormous effort and concentration to accomplish. Don Juan explained that dreamers have to strike a very subtle balance, for dreams cannot be interfered with, nor can they be commanded by the conscious effort of the dreamer. And yet, the shift of the assemblage point must obey the dreamer's command, a contradiction that cannot be rationalized, but must be resolved in practice. After observing dreamers while they slept, the old seers hit upon the solution of letting dreams follow their natural course. They had seen that, in some dreams, the assemblage point of the dreamer would drift considerably deeper into the left side than in other dreams. This observation posed to them the question of whether the content of the dream makes the assemblage point move, or the movement of the assemblage point by itself produces the content of the dream by activating unused emanations. They soon realized that the shifting of the assemblage point into the left side is what produces dreams. The farther the movement, the more vivid and bizarre the dream. Inevitably, they attempted to command their dreams, aiming to make their assemblage points move deeply into the left side. Upon trying it, they discovered that when dreams are consciously or semi-consciously manipulated, the assemblage point immediately returns to its usual place. Since what they wanted was for that point to move, they reached the unavoidable conclusion that interfering with dreams was interfering with the natural shift of the assemblage point. Don Juan said that from there, the old seers went on to develop their astounding knowledge on the subject, a knowledge which had a tremendous bearing on what the new seers aspired to do with dreaming, but was of little use to them in its original form. He told me that thus far I had understood dreaming as being the control of dreams, and that every one of the exercises he had given me to perform, such as finding my hands in my dreams, was not, although it might seem to be, aimed at teaching me to command my dreams. Those exercises were designed to keep my assemblage point fixed at the place where it had moved in my sleep. It is here that the dreamers have to strike a subtle balance. All they can direct is the fixation of their assemblage points. Seers are like fishermen, equipped with a line that casts itself wherever it may. The only thing they can do is keep the line anchored at the place where it sinks. Wherever the assemblage point moves in dreams is called the dreaming position, he went on. The old seers became so expert at keeping their dreaming position that they were even able to wake up while their assemblage points were anchored there. The old seers called that state the dreaming body, because they controlled it to the extreme of creating a temporary new body every time they woke up at a new dreaming position. I have to make it clear to you that dreaming has a terrible drawback, he went on. It belongs to the old seers. It's tainted with their mood. I've been very careful in guiding you through it, but still there is no way to make sure. What are you warning me about, Don Juan? I asked. I'm warning you about the pitfalls of dreaming, which are truly stupendous, he replied. In dreaming, there is really no way of directing the movement of the assemblage point. The only thing that dictates that shift is the inner strength or weakness of dreamers. Right there, we have the first pitfall. He said that at first the new seers were hesitant to use dreaming. It was their belief that dreaming, instead of fortifying, made warriors weak, compulsive, capricious. The old seers were all like that. In order to offset the nefarious effect of dreaming, since they had no other option but to use it, the new seers developed a complex and rich system of behavior called the warrior's way, or the warrior's path. With that system, the new seers fortified themselves and acquired the internal strength they needed to guide the shift of the assemblage point in dreams. Don Juan stressed that the strength that he was talking about was not conviction alone. No one could have had stronger conviction than the old seers, and yet they were weak to the core. Internal strength meant a sense of equanimity, almost of indifference, a feeling of being at ease, but above all, it meant a natural and profound bent for examination, for understanding. The new seers called all these traits of character sobriety. The conviction that the new seers have, he continued, is that a life of impeccability by itself leads unavoidably to a sense of sobriety, and this in turn leads to the movement of the assemblage point. I've said that the new seers believed that the assemblage point can be moved from within. They went one step further and maintained that impeccable men need no one to guide them, that by themselves, through saving their energy, they can do everything that seers do.